If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Wonder Woman 1984 is canceled, as are all other DCEU films. Warner Brothers surprisingly announces three-picture film with the main man to be directed by Christopher Nolan, Steven Spielberg, and Wayne Newton. Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
What? What are you doing? Put your hand in.
Oh, no.
Put in your scythe.
I have a feeling that this is going to be... This is gonna be a show.
Boring. Let's talk about Superman. Let's talk about Batman.
People on iTunes right now are so confused.
Oh. Hey, everybody, this is your main man, Hobo Lobo, and welcome to the Hobo Lobo Hour with these other frags. We'll be here all day. Introduce yourselves. What's your names?
Oh, God, that's what it's going to be like?
What?
That's what we're doing.
Well, oh, just
announce
yourself.
You got to deal with the main man today. You got to deal with
the fucking
introduce
everybody, because Hobo Lobo is a Bobo Vet, which is canceled, by the way.
It's a no-go?
Bobo Vet actually is canceled, as opposed to the DC movies that you just said were canceled.
Bobo?
You mean Boba?
Boba? Boba. Oh, Boba Fett. I thought you meant the
Bobo
little...
Bobo the Clown?
No, I call him Bobo. And then
there's also
Boba
no
Fett.
Bobo the Clown.
But there's Bobo on there's Bobo. Legends of Tomorrow.
There's Bozo the Clown. And
there's Bobo.
Is Bobo the little toy?
The blue
toy.
Anyway, wow.
Starting over to my right, you guys love her. She's your favorite cosplayer, and right now she's Black Canary. It's Elena Bring the Pain and Jordan.
Hey! Woo! I'm kind of scared today a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
That's why we're over here.
You got nothing to fear, darling.
Next to her, our Hobo Lobo, Adam Gartler.
Yeah, filling in for that frag.
Is that Johnny LaQuasso's title now?
He's a bastard.
Fragging bastages.
Most importantly, we've got our birthday boy in the house. Drum roll, please, for Mike Odelke.
It's my birthday. Yay. You ever see that? Like, I've been dying all week. It's from Thor Ragnarok, where he's like in the ship and he hits that button. And it's like, it's my birthday.
Yes, yeah.
It's my birthday.
That is what Christian Harloff played all over the office all day for his birthday. So that's
it's
you now.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
I hate when you do your this thing.
It's not.
It's your birthday.
But you guys know. There it is.
I'm
air horn. I'm not a big birthday guy.
Moving forward, yeah.
It's my birthday.
I'm Roxy Schreier, and in the booth playing those air horns, who previously just used to say air horns instead of play them, Batman Fanny.
Air horns. Hello, everybody.
It's going to be a very strange one today. Hobo Lobo, do you think you're capable of leading us through the rundown?
Oh, do you think I'm completely capable of doing something inane and stupid and boring? Yes, I think so. I think I can handle that.
Okay.
Good. Glad to hear it. I'm so excited for what you think is stupid and boring. What do we got?
So what do you guys want to talk about? Movies, right?
Yes, that'd
be
good.
That's the thing. Okay, well, I guess... here's a good piece of news. Wonder Woman actually like her. Her movie is pushed back 7 months. Wonder Woman 1984. And I guess the reason is because they thought it was really dumb, so they're scrapping it, and they're recasting it and making a new film.
I don't think that's correct.
Not quite accurate.
Which part did I get wrong?
95%?
Okay.
Well, which part did he get right?
The pushing back.
Yes, that is true.
Okay. So I
have heard, actually, a lot of hobo lobos on the Instagram and Twitters talking about how this is really bad for DC and how Gal Gadot is going to get recast in the movie that they are already shooting.
Is that a legitimate person saying that?
Legitimately, people are saying this.
Legitimately, people are writing this with their fingers on a computer or a phone.
This person has a birth certificate.
Incorrect, dumb people are saying.
And social security numbers.
I can't.
You have not seen any of that?
I can't. Maybe I follow decent people or like people that are like
I just
somewhat...
went through your phone. You follow some pretty indecent people.
You said.
What did you. With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. We're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Can I do that? Come on!
I'm just saying, you follow some Marvel fans.
Can't we all get along? Can we all get
along?
It's my birthday!
Okay, so yes, people are actually saying that when DC is making it pretty clear that they want to have Wonder Woman be a summer movie, a summer box office
flicko. So November 3rd, what was it, November 4th was originally?
Mm-hmm.
Let's think, that's next week. What's coming out next week in movie theaters?
Bo Rap?
What?
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Is that what's coming out?
Yeah.
Is it next week? Is it next week? November 2nd. Okay, so I'm trying to think, like, what big movie comes out?
It's Nobody's Fool.
Thor was last year.
I think is it Nobody's Fool, which is the Tiffany Haddish, Tyler Perry one, Bo Rap. I'll look it up for you.
Oh, Bo Rap, you're
yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
She's intimately acquainted with the people of 20th Century Fox.
To me, November, early November.
For that movie, I am.
Let's say you've got a giant movie. What do you put it at? November 4th or January? Or June? You put it in June.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole
summer
thing.
Summer movie season. Kids are out of school. I can't argue. I don't want to argue.
Well, I think they said, not that I follow this stupid crap, but they said that now the changing landscape implying some films that were meant to be opening that weekend are no longer opening. Was it
the date became open, so they went into it? Or
I believe that is
the best one I saw. The best one I saw was because Joker comes out in October.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you have two weeks?
Later? I just have to change the topic for 1 second because I'm kind of panicking and I need to know.
Oh, no.
Are those your eyebrows or are those fake eyebrows? All of a sudden they're looking very.
Those are his eyebrows.
Those are his eyebrows. Those are bushy.
Wow, you've got the
those are some new stuff in the eyebrows right there. I'm into it.
It's amazing that when I covered my eyebrows up is when you decided to notice them. They've always been there.
They look so prominent.
I'm a virile man.
Wow. Wow.
I'm a virile Zarnian.
Sorry, Elena, bring us back. I just can't help.
Going off the rails.
So
Jeff Goldstein, who is Warner Brothers president of domestic distribution, this is not a bad thing, he was saying. The quote is, "We had tremendous success releasing the first Wonder Woman film during the summer, so we saw an opportunity to take advantage of the changing competitive landscape. We did. This move lands the film exactly where it belongs," which basically means your biggest blockbusters are in the summer, so it makes sense to move one of your biggest films to a summer slot. And so if that becomes available, pushing it back doesn't mean that there's any problems. It means more people will go see it opening weekend, which will then give it a higher gross, which will then potentially give more of a bargaining chip for any future installments
to
have a bigger budget.
Yes, I think it's that, absolutely. I also think, so what if they're trying to push Wonder Woman back a little bit to figure out what's going on? There is a lot of turmoil going over at DC right now, and they don't know. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of shuffling.
What do you mean?
I don't mean. What do you mean by turmoil? I'm curious as to the turmoil.
Well, Flash being pushed back, also possibly there never being a Cyborg movie. Us announcing tons of different movies, not having a Henry Cavill, not having a Ben Affleck, having a first of Gotham City Sirens and then a Birds of Prey.
Do we have any official statements?
But that's the thing, is we don't, so that's the issue.
Right.
But I think...
Mike, you cannot sit here and tell me you think smooth sailing.
I think it's not a question of smooth sailing, it's a question
of... So what's opposite of smooth sailing?
Is it a question of getting their house in order?
Decisions have been made. I actually agree with this guy. I think decisions have been made. Yeah, they are moving forward, and I think everybody can agree it's a good idea not to make stupid films about big blue Boy Scouts with tights and capes, because nobody wants to see that anymore.
So getting their house in order is exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. Pushing back Wonder Woman in order to, A, have it be a summer release, because they believe in it, but B, to get things in order is smart.
And well, they also need time for the CGI, which could be better in the sequel when they do the CGI.
I think of CGI.
CGI nudity is great.
Some sensuality.
I like that you just had that one ready. But you even look at, like, the whole reason that summer blockbusters are big is because of Jaws, and the reason that Jaws became a summer blockbuster was because there was a bunch of issues that ended up being worked out, and pushing it back made it the biggest summer release and completely changing the landscape. Bruce. So it's like, yeah, I mean, if you look at that, then it's like pushing things Bruce the Shark.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good idea to
not talk about Wayne.
They're going to take more time to put the shark from Jaws in Wonder Woman, which is a good idea.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going
to
do.
The fact that how close it was to the Joker, I was like, oh, that didn't make any sense.
No, it really didn't.
But then, yeah, now it makes sense.
Yeah, space it out.
Yep.
Move us forward, Hobo Lobo.
Here's a film I could get behind. Birds of Prey.
In a sexual way?
I'll get behind it in every way possible.
There she goes.
I immediately regret my choice.
So they found a cinematographer for this film, somebody with some pretty nice bona fides, if you look at their past history.
I like one of his bona fides.
Which one is that?
A Star is Born.
That's a good one. Great cinematography. What's the other one?
He just said he liked one.
There was two recent ones.
Oh, what's the other one that happened? Yeah. I'll look it up.
I don't want to say it.
Venom.
Oh, Venom.
I actually like that. Know what? The cinematography, though, it's like... The issue with Venom,
those look
to me,
like two
I'm not
different
gonna get
movies
into
to
Venom,
me, so I'm
like,
very curious. It's the same cinematographer, so I'm like, that's two different movies you got going on there, that two different looks.
Well, remember what their job is.
Just to make the movie look beautiful.
And to follow the director's vision.
And so to deliver on, exactly.
Yeah. So if you're a director that says, shoot it this way, and then they say, shoot it this way, and you're doing what you're told to do.
I think it goes to the fact that one of those directors will be nominated for an Academy Award this season and one will not. So that just,
well,
we're going
to
go with that.
Speaking to Miss Bopsy McFoxy over here and her turmoil comment, it seems like this is a film that is definitely moving forward, full speed ahead.
Yeah, no turmoil.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's going to be called Bird of Prey or Birds of Prey or something else, I think it might be called Lobo's Mistresses is one title we're looking at. Also, The Main Man's Ladies.
I heard
are two of the titles that
I
are the
did hear
right
one
now.
Of the one of the titles being floated about was Birds of a Feather
Flock Together.
I think that was the tagline below. Birds of a Feather was the main title, and then Flock Together was the tagline.
And was everybody holding hands?
Yeah, and they were giving the bird.
Wait, while holding hands?
No, one hand, and then
one hand bird.
You're going to be in this film, huh?
Yeah, me.
We got canaries. We got Harley Quinns. What else we got in this?
Bernie Montoya's
Huntress. Ramona Flowers as Huntress. I'm so excited about that casting.
And
I still
feel like by the end of the movie, we're going to get our Gotham City Sirens people. Maybe making appearances. At least like either a Catwoman, a Ivy, a somebody somehow somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere. What is that? What's that story? Good talk.
What?
Good talk.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we have some more information from, here's a guy who's pretty good, Mr. Zack Snyder, who's been
Fox
constantly...
Fox Force 5. Yo. Sorry, that's what I was trying to... It was driving me crazy. Fox Force 5.
Fox Force 5.
You say Fox like I say Fox.
It's the fake title that they're working on. Fox Force 5 is what all the like hold tags and everything say.
Fox
all
Force
the shooting
five.
Stuff.
So that's Fox is like there are a
the
bunch of foxes?
Name.
Fox.
Yeah, I don't know.
Force
they're
is
just
it,
saying Fox.
But you say they're a force to be reckoned with.
But like I mean, when they did Captain America, they called it Frostbite because it was Winter Soldier. So it's like they're just like little references. It's not like
working title.
Actually, it's not a real thing. It's just the like throw you
a
title.
We call it a working title.
Exactly. I will give a shout out to our boy Jay Quasto on this one because drunk in Afghanistan or. Where is he again? Pakistan? Which one did he say?
Drunk in Pakistan.
He was texting us about how excited he is with everything that Snyder releases and that he was so excited about this. And he tweeted out that I was going to be bitter about it. So I'm going to try not to be.
Okay, well, Zack Snyder likes to make comments on his social media website and Vero, and he may, you know, people ask him films, and then there was a picture of the whole Justice League, and they're staring off into the distance. This was the original end of the film, and what happens is after they send away Steppenwolf at the end of the original film, the Justice League is standing there as a boom tube opens, and a lone figure emerges on a space bicycle, zooming toward the planet Earth, and the entire Justice League is aware at that very moment that they're all about to get their frags fragged hard. And unfortunately, that film is no longer moving forward because of the three-picture main man films. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Can you be clear? Because people listening are, you need to be clear.
They're very confused as to what is fact.
It's all true up until...
Up until the Lobo references.
Remember, this is DC Movie News, Hobo Lobo.
Yeah, so you're saying all this stuff is, like, vetted and verified and all that is substantiated. No, I'm going to have some fun. I'm sorry. No, feel free to comment, please. I mean, that's how I see it. I see a picture, I see a director, and I happen to have inside information. So.
I mean,
if you
I think
disagree,
it's dope that he clearly doesn't have any sort of confidentiality requirements anymore, and he's just saying
whatever
everything.
He
like, whatever.
But that's the thing.
Like,
he doesn't need
looking,
to, like, hide it. He's like, this was what I planned, and that's what not what showed.
But
it's okay.
Such a bummer if it's like, and we were going to introduce Darkseid, and then even if you do get a Snyder cut, guess what? It's probably just going to be a setup for a movie that's never going to happen that you would have loved.
I think
does Vero pay him?
I hate that. It's like having like a bad breakup and then being like, oh, you planned romantic getaway and then we broke up. I didn't need to know that. Like, you know, it's like if it's not going to happen, just don't know.
I agree.
Actually happened to me recently.
But
reference.
I don't
happen to me.
I don't even think it's the equivalent of that. You planned a vacation. I think it's you.
But it was
you
a secret.
Cheated
found
on
out
me,
later.
And I found out years later while I'm already with my next partner. I don't want to know. Why are they chugging wine over there?
Know.
Isn't it your birthday?
Yeah, we're
drink wine. I'm
whatever.
Not a winey. I don't want to drink wine.
I think it's wino.
Wino.
Whiny is just when you are bitching.
Mike's
things,
happy. We're drinking wine. Shut up.
Whiny. All right, Adam, Jesus Christ, man. Move us forward, Hobo Lobo.
Don't know who that is, but more movies about men in tights. Chris McKay, the director, says don't give up on his Nightwing movies. They could still happen.
This I actually believe.
Yeah.
Because we are going in such a direction where we have tons of standalone movies, but we also don't currently have a Batman, and I think that a Nightwing movie could be really cool. Depends when, depends who, depends how, but I believe this. I buy it.
I think it goes right back to what you were saying earlier, is right now they're getting their house in order. Like, they know what pieces they want to contribute, but they're not going to go forward and say, yes, we're going to pull the pull the trigger on this right now and make something that could be subpar when waiting could make something significantly better.
I think this means people like Chris McKay are somewhat in the know, and they know what the next, and contrary to what you believe, I believe, you know, they do have the next couple of years all lined up. They know where they're going. So if they are going to do a Nightwing movie, it would happen in a certain slot. And they're probably saying, hey, hold on to this concept. Hold on to this idea. Here's what we're planning on doing. We don't want to lose this. It could happen. It could not.
I think they've learned from past mistakes with
and also,
not announcing a slate.
Also like, from people like even Star Wars, right? I mean, they're not, they're changing plans. I mean, it is a changing landscape.
It's interesting you say that because the little galaxy far,
I like this guy.
The little galaxy far, far away seems to be going through what DC went through with the, well, we're not doing this, we're canceling this, we're dropping this director, this ain't happening anymore. Now she's going to be leaving, but
who is Hobo Lobo Fett?
Kathleen Kennedy's going to be fired. Nope, she got renewed for 3 more years.
That one a lot.
Star Wars is very, very much what DC went through.
Well, you know what the original title of that Solo movie was supposed to be before they changed it?
Lobo?
Lando?
It was Lobo. Oh, I was just going for the easy truth there.
Yeah, I think adding Lobo into that movie would have made it better.
That
would have made it better.
I was going for the softball guys.
What if the guy at the ticketing counter had said to him, you going into this Lobo? And that had been Solo's name. No? Fuck. Nobody?
That was a no-go on the solo.
I'm sorry, were you referencing a film that nobody has any personal attachment
to?
Help,
get me out,
That was...
Somebody!
Are you referencing dialogue to a film most people saw at most once and under protest?
I liked it. That was my favorite scene. Everybody else hated it.
Roxy, come on!
I don't care.
First you like Venom, then that's your favorite scene in the movie. Come on!
I don't care what you say,
come on, Roxy. Birthday. Don't encourage that kind of crap.
It's my birthday.
There are things I liked in that movie. That was not one of them.
I know it wasn't one that anybody liked, but at least you remember it. You could have
for the wrong reasons.
You could have helped me out a little bit here. You could have stepped in, kind of.
No.
You could have not left me out to dry with Hobo Lobo.
You don't want to dry with me. You only want to get wet. Next. I don't believe this, but they say this Flash film is on pace for a 2021 release.
Why don't you believe that?
Because nobody's reached out to my people about appearing in it. So
I don't think you need to be in every DC film, though, Lobo. I'm just sorry. Maybe we should get an origin film first.
I'm sorry. I thought they wanted to make money with their films, but sure, if they want to keep putting out subpar crap, please keep the Lobo out of it. But what do you guys think? Do you think you're going to get this Flash movie in 2021?
I just think it's ironic that the Flash keeps getting slowed down.
Oh!
I kind of don't think we're ever going to get this Flash movie.
Really? I think they've signed too many contracts to pull back now.
Possibly. And I'm not positive about that, so I'm not sitting here how usually I'm one way or the other 100%. I'm like 51% on this. But I don't think we're going to get it because I think that, contrary to what Adam said, I do think DC has a plan right now. I don't think we're knowledgeable about what it is.
I thought you said they were in turmoil.
No, they are in turmoil.
How can you be in turmoil and have a plan?
Those two aren't mutually exclusive.
How do you use turmoil?
A mess. It's a turmoil. House is on fire. This is turmoil.
Wow,
panel's in turmoil almost.
If your house is on fire and you say, I'm in turmoil, that will be the day.
I use turmoil quite frequently.
You're up Cracks Creek. Craps Creek?
You're up Schitt's Creek.
You're up Schitt's Creek.
I'm up Craps Creek?
Also good show.
You're up. Yeah.
Related.
True.
Want a crap sandwich?
You're wearing a Harry
sandwich?
Potter outfit, not even thinking that it's like Clarence Barebone, who is Ezra Miller, who is the Flash, and the reason it's pushed back is because of Roxy's shoulder.
But here's the thing. I think it will happen if Aquaman is successful, if Shazam is successful, if they are doing Wonder Woman 84 successfully. Like, if everything is going well and we want to keep these people and we want to keep moving forward, then Flash will happen. But I think they're waiting. They're pushing it back because they don't know. They don't know yet.
I believe it's still on track.
It's a scheduling issue, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Well, because now he has to shoot, but it wasn't a scheduling issue. They had him to be able to do it, and they pushed back so that he could
do... I think they weren't ready. Yeah,
Fantastic
so it's like...
because they weren't ready.
Just remember, this
Speaking
is a film...
Speaking of Fantastic Beasts, am I right?
Am I right? Yeah, baby! This film has not yet been greenlit. This film has... people writing scripts, they have directors working on the film, they're getting it ready to go, but like you said, they can push that green light or not, and that is up to the suits.
But like, Iris West has been confirmed, they've already talked
about
it. Doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, none of those contracts matter. They will spend millions of dollars to not lose hundreds of
millions of dollars. Mike Riley in the chat says, Ezra Miller and Channing Tatum will marry each other before the Flash movie or Gambit movies are released.
Well, that is my ideal world.
I would watch that makeout session all day.
There's two different things about that, too. Who the hell out there wants a Gambit movie? No one.
Nobody.
I think that's very true.
I'm pretty sure when all the X-Men go back to Disney, that is going to be their first priority is to make a Gambit movie. That's going to be the first one out of the gate because they don't have the rights to a Lobo film.
They're really his
So they
got to
do... I mean, there's just makeup on top
They're
of them.
They're just so dark.
Well, because I put...
big.
There's black on them.
They're very large.
Look, the Zarnian people are hirsute
really
people.
Red in the Gambit, am I right?
But I'm...
Okay, running away. Oh, here's a film. Shazam... is another film that is coming out, but in November, meaning in a couple of weeks, it's going back for reshoots. And can you guess why, my people?
Oh, no.
No.
More Lobo in the movie. That's right.
I felt that one coming.
Yeah.
Do I care at all that Shazam has to go back for reboots? No.
Reshoots.
reshoots, not reboots. Sorry, reboots would be
That's all right. I make her nervous.
He kind of does. For reshoots, no, I don't care. This doesn't mean anything at all.
No, reshoots are normally planned. They're normally scheduled but around that time. But
people come up saying that's full of problems, so...
Well, the big question is people are just like, is it going to be a Cavill scenario or not? Like, it's like, you have to have a decision by November. Is he going to be in it? Because that's when we wrap. Like, that's the end of reshoots. Reshoots are your last chance. His manager is a producer on the movie. She's pushing for it. Are they going to be successful? Yes or no?
And remember, we actually talked a little bit ago about if Cavill isn't going to be in it, would Wonder Woman be a person that they would approach to have be now inspiration on TV or whatever?
I don't think so. I think I was in the Canary Islands during the initial filming of this, and so they reached out to me, and I said, sure, we can do it November. Get everybody back up there. Stuff Levi into his muscle suit, and we'll go wrap this sucker up, make some money.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hobo Lobo. Mm-hmm.
Moving on! Oh, here's a film. So you wanted Batman? You got Batman. Young Bruce Wayne and Alfred have been cast in the Joker film. Now I gotta say, the Joker, he's a guy, I know him, good guy, great card player, great taste in music as well. Oh, big Mel Torme fan.
You are a Joker friend and fan.
Oh, he's a great guy. I mean, I wouldn't call us friends. I mean, we see each other socially. Like I said, we'll play cards. But it's not like...
Running into each other at the Ben Nye store.
Not like Joker's going to show up at my place and, you know, like, oh, can I borrow some sugar? Because he knows I'm a keto guy and all that kind of thing. But, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does anybody think that these people, Bruce and Alfred, are going to be in a large chunk of the film?
That is the question, isn't it?
I have no idea.
No idea. Well, I think, listen, Thomas Wayne is a big luminary character in Gotham. Whatever happens with the Joker is affecting Gotham. I think you're going to see Thomas Wayne perspective. I think he's going to have a kid. I think it's going to be Bruce. I don't think they're going to redo the Tim Burton thing, like some people have suggested. I don't think anybody thinks, and trust me, I know this, this is not canonical, and nobody wants to see the Joker kill Batman's parents again. It's too pat.
What's canonical?
Like, in the canon.
In the canon.
Oh. Yeah.
Meaning, like, it is the way things happen. So, for example, we talked about...
Arthur even has a name isn't canon. It's like, it's supposed
to
be...
Yeah, it's Elseworlds.
Yeah.
Canonical.
Okay. It's very...
Canonical. Canonical.
Now you get it.
I'm going to think that every time I see anything that becomes canon, I'm going to think of you singing
You're
that.
Welcome.
And right. Now you will too.
Joker stuff. I'm nervous about this one.
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is a huge potential spoiler.
Oh, did I not see this?
Spoiler alert.
No, I guess I haven't seen this.
Potentially.
So if you don't want to see it, then don't listen to the show for the next minute.
Unless we go longer. This is killing me.
Okay.
Happening.
All right, Adam, what do you got?
Okay, so.
Sorry, Hobo Lobo.
I don't know. What is this?
Well,
what happened here?
Basically, they're saying that potentially that the age-wise, the way that they have Thomas Wayne being in his 60s and... having Arthur being in his 30s, 40s, that it's potential that he could be his father, making Bruce Arthur's half-brother, which would mean that's why he is going after Batman, and this would then change, potentially, canonically. Canonical. Would then make the Joker Batman's half-brother, and then potentially any spin-off from that point forward would...
You literally lost me after your first three words. Okay. You're going to have to slow way down for me.
So this is posted on Instagram by
the Joker.
No, by Rajah Ghul.
By the way, it's Rajah and a dick. Anyway, move on.
It's like, underscore creations. Yeah. Who says exactly what Elena just said. Huge spoilers. And then goes on to say... that this is, P.S., not a rumor. This is confirmed 100%. Definitely explains why he's after him specifically. Starting to finally put this movie together. Now, when people say something is 100%, we've had, and I love everybody in our chat, but we have people do this in our chat all the time. This is 100% true. Until we hear from creators themselves, nothing is really 100%, but...
Really, until we see it on screen, it's not 100%. We've been swerved.
Yeah, we have been swerved. We've been swerved many a times. So I don't know if this is true. It would be a massive spoiler, though.
This is a case where I have to say my favorite catchphrase.
Bite me, fanboy.
Just stand up a little bit for them to see it.
So everybody on iTunes again.
Yeah!
Bite me, fanboy.
Bite me, fanboy! This is the kind of thing people will hear and they'll stage a protest, but I say, you gotta see the movie first, you know? If it works in the film, if it's a good film, it's a good film. Doesn't matter if it lives up to your fanboy expectations, right?
Because it's like, why else is this, like, 30-year-old man targeting this 10-year-old? Like, why does he care so much? And it's like, well, it makes sense. If it's like he was slighted and he lost his father then focused all of his attention on his new brother that he has this deep-seated anger, it's a cool spin. I like it.
Or he's just a... mean
psychopath.
Dude. Yeah, psychopath.
That is, it is weird because they are making the Joker a lot more humanized, which a lot of people have
issues with because
the whole point of the Joker is that you're not supposed to know. You're supposed to think that everything he says could potentially be bullcrap, which is why Heath Ledger's work so well. Yeah. It's because anything he said was a different story and you never knew what was true. And that's part of what made him so scary was because it seemed like he wasn't a person who was birthed and had emotions and grew up like you. He's just a monster.
Exactly.
So, interesting turn.
Look forward to this film. Before we talk about the next story, I want to pose a question to the panel here. Is Henry Cavill the next Brandon Routh, a former Superman who's now relegated to TV series like The Witcher? Is that what we're looking at here?
I don't think so.
Moore Park, I see you in the chat room, buddy. I appreciate it, pal.
What do you say?
Okay, Moore Park says...
We can talk about that later.
Oh. Okay.
Moore Park.
Was this the part that they said that your dancing reminded them of the Enchantress?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is why you have to join the show live in the chat on YouTube every Friday at 1 p.m.-ish Pacific Standard Time. Go to Popcorn Talk.
Well, we have a trailer for an upcoming film, which I am very supportive of because it exists in a utopian world when the big blue geek has been fragged significantly. Let's take a look at a world that has no Superman. It's the reign
in a world
I've watched of the Superman.
In a world. I can't do it.
In a world.
In a world.
In a world.
Is that your trailer voice?
In a world.
Roxy.
In a world.
I don't know. I'm too raspy. Guys.
In a world.
Why are they here?
Great question.
Who here at the table saw Death of Superman?
I did.
I liked Death of Superman.
Did not like that.
And we talked about how can you not like that?
I thought it was great.
Because it wasn't good.
Superman. It was phenomenal.
I liked it.
Phenomenal. Dude.
Roxy, you are so in the minority about so many things. It's amazing.
It's very true. But I'm not putting it on. And that's the important part.
I agree. You stick to your guns. You're not just being... against it or controversial to be controversial.
Exactly.
And I will say on top of that, too, I think you probably consume more DC material than anybody else here. So
when it comes to the TV shows? I'm watching like 12 hours a week of DC.
This is not a TV show.
It's like your whole life.
Animated.
I know. She's just saying consuming content.
Gotcha. All content.
Gotcha.
So you're saying her brain is complete mush and we should trust it because of that.
I thought it was
saying
so
you
good.
You have a lot of references. You have a lot of frame of reference of all of the material.
Time.
The more things you have to reference and compare it to, the better comparison
you're going
to make.
Emotional,
hence
actually.
Why I wasn't liking the first episode of Titans and everybody was.
I didn't
I want a stronger jawline.
F Batman.
You want who would have a stronger jawline?
I want to have a stronger jawline. Like
bronzer.
I wear it.
The girls, they do this and they go like this and they go like this and it's a jawline.
Contour. I can't do that.
Contour.
It just makes me look like I've got dirt on my face.
This is what I hear, that you're supposed to put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and that gives you a stronger jawline.
If you want to...
And that was the reign of Superman.
If you want to make your eyebrows look better, I can talk to you.
No, that's biting my... This is
special features.
Yeah, I can see it. My Christmas.
Yeah, well, that looks great. Any film in which Superman is dead, I think, is awesome. So
I want to get more on Batman Hush, but we haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, is that the announcement that's happening?
They're doing this one, I think, after this is Justice League versus the Fatal Five, and then it's Hush.
Is it?
It's one of the two.
I thought it was Hush first. Is
okay,
it not?
Okay, then whenever this, when does this come out? Do we have a release date for this one?
This one is...
The chat will tell us because we love
it. Guys, it's a release date on Death of Reign of Superman. Because on the DVD or the Blu-ray, they'll show Hush. They'll give a sneak peek. So,
well, Hobo Lobo knows
Hush is
all.
What I'm most excited about.
I want to say February.
Okay, then
ooh,
that seems a while.
I've never heard somebody pronounce
January
29th. That.
January
29th,
there it
so
is.
Almost.
Digital January 29th with the hard copy
probably.
Release in February?
Mm. Probably. I like the way you say February.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. February.
It's the fangs. Mm. Really help with the pronunciation.
It's the February.
Well, that's all. Until next week, we'll have an update on all three Lobo films coming to theaters. Each one has a budget of $286 million.
Wow.
So we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it small. We want it to have that independent kind of feel.
Okay.
You know, it's character driven. It's emotional. There's big stakes, big action. Michael Bay is the cinematographer. But we're not letting him input
I'm
on story.
Over
okay.
your,
some
I'm
big stakes
over
and
your
some big
shenanigans,
mistakes.
Hobo Lobo.
Well, then I guess that's our show.
You have not had enough wine, by the way, Hobo Lobo.
That's our show for today.
What are you
no,
doing?
You're
what are you talking
see you next
about?
Time on
no.
Lobo
oh,
Movie
come on, Hobo Lobo.
What?
Well, first of all, drink the wine.
Okay.
We can't forget.
And give me some.
Well, you,
spritzer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, spritzer.
Yeah.
How have we even been offered any
I don't
wine?
Like wine.
There you go.
Well, I'm a person, too.
I'm a person.
Okay.
My name is Roxy.
It's happy birthday
to you.
You fragging bastard.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, dear mighty.
Happy Christmas.
Happy birthday to you.
That's a voice on these guys. Oh, my God.
Whoa. I got like, you got like the three tenors out there. This is
hi,
kind of
you're two.
Yay.
What?
I was going to go through all the ages. We would have taken too long.
We've been here forever.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, guys. Aw. All right, here we go.
Happy birthday, make a wish.
Mike Riley says happy 50th, Mike.
Yay.
That was a great one.
Okay, don't
we'll
tell
find
us
out.
What it is.
I won't.
Well, what do you mean we'll find out?
No, I didn't say you'll find out. Oh, my God. For a split second watching your video, it looked like, I go, why the hell is Adam in black and white?
Oh, that is so
it
wild.
It almost looked like he was in
did you really just
grayscale.
Ask that
everyone's saying happy birthday to Mikey Christmas.
It's my birthday. It's
yeah.
my birthday. People are going to think I like my birthday, but I don't. I'm...
There it is.
You don't like your birthday?
I'm not a big birthday
we've
guy.
We've celebrated your birthday like 15 times.
I love you to celebrate. I love that other people celebrate it. I'm just not a big fan of my own birthday. Like,
because you're getting older and stuff?
No. Actually, once I hit a certain age, after that, they've stopped blending together. It's not like...
I like any holiday that there are cupcakes.
Hey.
Me too.
Yes. But I will say this. Like,
let them eat cake.
Once I hit a certain age, after that, every year it's been like, oh, okay, another year.
Mm. Hobo Lobo agrees or is just laughing at that?
Oh, well, sure. I'm laughing at that. Senor
got...
Nerd, is Mikey birthday, but Adam taking over with his Lobo shit?
Yeah, that's true.
Learn to conjugate a sentence, buddy.
Remember that time that it was my birthday and I wanted one of the cupcakes you guys got me and Adam took it and smushed it in his face?
I like the sound
Hobo
of this guy.
Hobo Lobo strikes
I
again.
I remember that one.
All right, it's finally time. It's
time for
Batman Anthony to get back in the booth, hopefully. Yes!
Boom.
It's time for Roxy says TV time. Yes, we do, Johnny.
No,
so
guys,
hard.
He's not really 50, guys.
It's time.
Who?
Mike.
Oh.
Who made up 50?
Who made up that he was?
He yelled it.
Oh.
Still yeah. somebody there said
let, I'm
happy
50.
Happy 70th birthday, man.
I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm 50.
What
he got
that?
It. He got it. You got it,
I
right?
I got it. Saturday Night
yeah,
Live.
Because I'm 50.
You can stretch.
You
can
stretch.
Can
okay. Well, first of all,
you
there,
can
it is
stretch.
No way you're in frame. Oh,
kick.
I love that both of the guys have stood at some point. Ugh. Yeah.
Stretch. Stretch.
I'm done.
Stretch.
I'm done with you guys.
Because
I think this is a stretch.
Listen, let her talk. Let her talk. Lobo's coming to Krypton. Talk about it.
Well, I'm not going to do that yet because I just want to give them a little behind the scenes thing, which is
so
that
good.
Mikey Christmas may or may not have his lovely girlfriend in the audience who is looking at him like, he's not getting it tonight after that weird stretching performance. Just
you don't know
throwing
me.
That out there.
You don't know me.
Those stretches were not lit, Mikey. Happy birthday. Anyway, let's talk about Harley Quinn.
Damn.
Harley Quinn animated series, which found its Joker. Tons of Joker news for you guys today. And Elena, I know you have a strong opinion on this. Alan Tudyk. Coming
yes.
in, girl. How you feeling?
I love Alan Tudyk. I adore this man. Everything that he does is brilliant. I think he is absolutely phenomenal. I wasn't really super excited about Kaylee Cuoco getting cast, and so I was kind of seeing who they were going to cast around her. I was kind of surprised at that one. Maybe she'll surprise me, hopefully, but with Alan Tudyk in there...
Have you heard her voice so far?
I watched the trailer. I watched the intro, and I was like, you know, it just...
It's not Harley currently,
it doesn't
but
feel,
that doesn't mean
just,
we won't grow to love it.
Yeah, it's just a little segment. It's a tiny little bit, so it might grow on me. I just feel like, up until this point, you know, when you have... Like, I compare it to Tara Strong, who just is, like, 100% gives her all, is the character.
When's she coming on the show, by the way?
Tara?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to ask
Wasn't
Johnny.
She just on another one of our, like, our world's... people's show.
Houseworlds?
No, like on either Collider or Screen Junkies. Wasn't she just on? And I was like, I think she was on with Koi somewhere. I was like, how did they get? Yeah, she was on with Koi on something.
Did anybody else see Koi from Marvel Movie News performing in
Rocky Horror Picture? I did not see it, but
I saw some videos. Instagram.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
dope.
Funny.
With Tiff, right? Maybe?
Yes, Tiffany Smith, I believe.
Anyway, let's move on talking about.
Do we have to?
Yep.
I don't want to.
Oh, I will say a quick shout out though. Tara Strong is going to be in Hawaii again. So we will be.
So
we'll have an interview there. Yeah, so.
February, right?
In February now.
Great.
And you can get your tickets. They just went on sale today, I think.
I want to go. Can I come in your suitcase? So this is everybody's favorite bit of news for the week because they just love the way he looks oh so much and everyone's excited.
Fun fact, beat this guy in an arm wrestling match.
I'm Bane Cat here.
It's the return of Bane Cat.
Gotham gives us our first official look at Bane.
Why when you do that? Why don't you just put, like, go like...
Because then you look like the starfish man from SpongeBob. Yeah. You look less Bane. She Hold looks on. Like Bane.
This doesn't look like Bane
I
now?
I was born in the darkness.
I was molded by... You think the darkness is blinding? Also, I believe hers is supposed to be for a cat, so it's a smaller mask.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a feline
Good point,
mask.
Hobo Lobo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does look more like this one.
This is a thing that happened when we got the first look. And
some men just would have watched it well,
but Bane West.
I don't.
As I'm going to call him.
I don't have as big of a problem with this as everybody else seems to.
Are
because,
you?
Because
I like the triangular shoulder pad.
I don't.
Because
it's Batman's.
It looks like every character from the 90s.
Let me tell you why.
Please.
Because raise your hand if you are in this room right now and you watch Gotham. Thank you.
And I because every time I want to get into it, something like this pops up.
I'm the only one who really gets to have an opinion on whether they're
You know
excited
what this show looks like? This reminds me of the Black Scorpion TV show in the 90s. That's what it reminds me of.
So here's the deal. Here's why I don't care. Because it's Gotham's final season, and they can do whatever the F they want. So this doesn't affect me. Because they're just going to have the weirdest season of weird-looking
stuff. He has your eyes.
For me, the problem I had ever since the beginning was the fact that it had such the potential to be a Gotham TV show without Batman. People were, from the beginning, like, I didn't have a problem with it from the beginning. It should have been like a Gotham Central. Like, the cops and just... But the fact that... And I know
they didn't have,
and
didn't
everyone
have the
goes,
faith to let it
And
be
everyone happen. Goes, Mike, you gotta look at it like it's an Elseworlds. Well, okay, but Batman's now showing up, which they did say from the beginning that when it ends... But I'm gonna... There was that article, and they said, you know, we're going to take inspiration from the Dark Knight suit, but, and they kept saying, but, budget, this and that. I go, I have two bat suits in my house. The ladies in this room, you two can attest to that, that are under $2,000 each to build, which, if that suit on that show doesn't look better than one of my suits, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
There are so many people out there, cosplayers, that, and we'll get to the next shot, that'll kind of go into this. There are the potential to be a great bat suit, but if the bat suit looks something to that, I...
Are they going to have him blow up from this? Does he look like that because he's going to actually do the thing that they didn't do in Dark Knight?
Why did he style the hair? Like, the fact that Bane would take product and style his hair, it's like some. There's something in the production of this show.
I love that he has Mikey's hair and Lobo's eyes.
But the production team in the show, it's like someone just not. The two pieces, why did he put product in his hair and gel it up? Like, he's Bane, for Christ's sake.
It
why
does would he kind have, of look like you if you went to a frat party at Halloween why would he and somebody do was dressed that? As Bane?
It's little things like that
can
to
I
me.
Ask you?
Please.
Serious,
it's little things like
question,
that. Yeah.
Serious question, though. Why are you so upset about it?
Because every turn of the way the show seems like it just...
But you don't watch.
But it... Because the potential could have been so damn good. Like, I'm like, who did that design and go... That's perfect. Like, that Solomon Grundy that they had on the show? Holy Christ!
I like it.
Christ! They went to Halloween. They went to Spirit Halloween store and got a white wig and put on the guy.
That's the show.
Yeah. Well, they asked me to be on season 4 and I wouldn't do it.
Why is it the last season? Because it's being canceled. Maybe if it was good, we could go on for 10 seasons. That's why. With Friends,
seasons of a show is kind of a lot of seasons.
Five
seasons.
Did Friends ever do, or look at Smallville.
Four and a half.
Smallville had issues with the villain of the week, but it's went on for 10 seasons and is beloved. It's like
so. But you think a show that different. Goes 5 seasons is a failure?
How many of them were 22 episodes? All of them?
Your chat room is divided on this. There are fans of Gotham that are coming and saying, "Hey, it's good, Mikey. Shut up."
I don't
up.
Think he looks good. There are other people saying
the show sucks.
Care.
That's legit.
Yeah.
It just well, to me, I think like, he should have a luchador mask.
I mean, it's kind of like, and I'll say it, like Inhumans. That was a disaster. Ooh. That was from the beginning.
It was
those
a disaster,
costume designs,
so I'm not
that stupid
mad about
wig.
It because I didn't watch it.
Right, and it could have gone on and been successful. If it was a disaster. It's like
let's talk about Hobo Lobo. I'm curious. How do you feel about Swamp Thing, Hobo Lobo?
Oh,
what do you think about that?
I think he's a good guy.
Oh, you do?
I do. Hmm. He's an enigma. He's kind of like the Bob Dylan of the Dark Universe world. You know, he's very enigmatic.
Have you gone out of his place?
Well, I mean, his place is kind of all over the place. It's ever evolving, you know. Yeah, I've had some good swamp times. I've parked my hog in his murk, you might say.
True story about me. My parents, until the day I was born, were thinking they were going to name me Xanadu. Madam Xanadu cast on Swamp Thing from
Xanadu
Walking Dead.
Stryer?
Yep.
Xanadu?
I'm calling
Stryer.
You that from now on. You
I
never
like
should
that.
Have told me that.
Not ideal. Gerald Prescott is who is playing Madam Xanadu, but again, was born to be me, so...
I like that.
What can we really
Xanadu
say about
Strider.
That?
Xanadu Strider.
Yeah, that it was...
It's
was
got a ring to it.
Here's the thing. You either get the nickname Doo-Doo, which, like, that's crappy, literally, or you get Zanny, which, like, you know, I was on Xanax for way too many years to have a nickname actually be Zanny. Okay. Like, right. Not really. It's not really an ideal.
But then when, if you take care of kids, you can be Zanny the Nanny.
Wow.
Wow, what a thing to aspire to be.
Fran Drescher, 10 seasons, the nanny.
I mean, nannies are awesome. No,
good
no
question.
Lobos, no Lobos to them.
Senor Nerd wants to know why they cast a white guy as Bane. He's supposed to be coming in hard
That's
from Peñadora.
That's true. Why did they not go Latin
He
with
grew
him?
Up in a prison. He was born into prison because his father committed a crime. His origin is great. And the fact that they've ignored all that and going with the Dark Knight-inspired origin and the Dark Knight-inspired
mask. What's his teddy bear's name? He's got the teddy bear.
Do you remember that giant-sized Bane comic when it came in when they wanted to introduce the character because they were setting him up to be the guy that broke Batman's back?
Not Tapatio. No.
It was such a great backstory. It's been ignored because of the Dark Knight
story. I think he walks
Knight
in,
story.
It's something you don't forget. You might even say it's a walk to remember.
We just were in two different worlds. And
I mean, I will say this. I will say for the Bane costume, to give a positive little bit on it, I do like that, aside from the shoulder pads, like his arms and stuff, they did make Shane West look bigger. So I'm like, okay, that it's just the funky stuff in the side, the whole chest, the mouth, the hair.
You know who looks bigger?
Who?
That hunk of dream who's playing Hawk on Titans.
Alan Ritchson.
We even talked about this a little bit because I'm here. I actually, like the first episode.
How many Titans
that boy got
I'm
all
two
the milk
in. Okay,
I'm two and I did not watch the one last night.
No, because it came on at 3 in the morning.
I kind of like it. I like.
Why did not for me? It said it was coming on at 3 in the morning.
It's a slow burn.
I don't know.
You were able to watch it at a minute?
I was able to watch it last week because I have a screen.
Oh, no. I was watching it last night and it said 2 hours when I went to bed.
But last week
I
watched at midnight.
Yeah, I came available on like midnight for me. I I don't know what's going on. I'm not hating the show.
Okay. I'm really glad to hear that. Episode 2 is definitely better than episode 1.
Yeah, I liked episode 2.
But episode 3 is by far and away the best episode.
So they're finding their footing.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this show, unlike network television, where if it didn't hit the numbers, they might have canceled it by now or said, we're going on hiatus. They've committed to second season. They know what they're doing.
I got
to
say, I think the level is set. The bar is set at Daredevil for me, personally, as far as like the action and the whole thing. I think that is the standard Beard. I think it's great. I think it was awesome. I really do. I thought the action in Titans is really close to that level. Like they make Robin look so good. You know what I mean? They make him look as great as you would want the progeny of Batman to be.
I don't like Batman, but I respect his game.
So do you understand?
The first episode, that was great.
Really good.
First episode
of his fight Titan? Scene.
Where he came in that alleyway.
That was great.
The fight scene was good.
Hawk and Dove, I enjoy them.
I like
part
him
of
too.
Though. I think the reason that I didn't like episode 1 though was it was just timing wise. Like in my head, I was like, it was around Teen Titans Go to the Movies, and mm-hmm. so I'm okay. like, why is this like? Yeah. It didn't fit right in my brain. It's like the thing, like, if you take a sip of water and it turns out to be Sprite, sure. you feel yeah, Sprite, yeah. you're going to spit it out. So it's like, I didn't
And I have no attachment to the Titans, really. I was too old for it when it really became popular. Young Justice, I was not into, and people love Young Justice.
He was so excited to go to Teen Titans Go to the Movies with me, right?
I hear what you're saying, but now
that I'm watching more of it, and I don't have that mindset, and now that I know it's Sprite, I like it.
This is what I like about Warner Brothers DC. I like the fact that they can put out Teen Titans Go and Titans the same year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. that's brave. That's bold.
Can I ask you guys something?
I wasn't even trying to be Elena.
Yeah. Why do most people like Teen Titans Go and Titans the show put out in the same year? No one pitches a fit, but we get Titans and a DC universe, and we're like, well, where does it fit? Is Robin with Ben Affleck? We're trying to put these puzzles, but you get the animated and the two Titans, both the same characters. Like, well, I don't care. It's two different things. I'm like, I don't understand everyone wanting, like, because I think, look, on the one hand, you get the MCU and the Netflix, and you're just like, where is it? Well, they're going to get, now it's like, Jeff Loeb's like, now we're not touching that. None of that's happening.
I think you're preaching to the choir. I can't answer your question.
I know you can. I'm just trying to put it out there. It's like, I think you should just enjoy what you're, as a separate thing that it is, and just let's... Because I think, you know, I don't watch Titans going, Bruce is in the phone, is that Affleck he's talking about, or that Alfred voice, why didn't they get Jeremy Irons? And it's like, it's Alfred.
Maybe Matt Manfany can answer for us? I thought I heard you chime in for a second. No?
Oh, no, I do not have the answer to that. Sorry.
But he just sounded like your captain in the on a plane.
That's true. So we also had tons of new episodes of TV, all of which I watched, including...
How do you feel?
Including a premiere of Legends of Tomorrow, which was really fun. There was a lot of unicorn phlegm.
Let me ask you this, Roxy, a TV expert that you are. How did you feel about Dominic Purcell's Instagram post?
Ooh.
Did you read that?
I didn't see it.
Which one?
What did he post?
He really ripped into season 1.
Of Legends? Or
of
Flash?
Of Legends. Mm. But in the sense that, hey, I hated it.
Season one was not good.
I want it off.
Not as good.
I want it off. But season 4, we are in our stride. We are our own thing. Screw the haters. We're getting it done. It was weird. It was I'm kind of like, in my head, I'm like, well, I don't know who it's directed at. I don't know. It's tough. It's an actor trashing a show that now, like, I look at it as, like, a lot of people had problems with the Hawkgirl and Hawkman during that season. I'm like, I think they did the best they could. You know, it's like...
Can I make a comparison that a lot of people understand, if I may?
Yeah, please.
Your analogy is a lot like a brand of a food that I'm a big fan of. Okay. It's called Domino's Pizza.
I was about to say the Domino's thing. I was literally
going to say the exact same thing.
A couple years ago, Domino's came out and said, hey, you know what? We lost our way. Our stuff sucks. We're not as good as we used to be. We're addressing everything. We fixed the crust. We've made it better. Our bad. Come back to us.
Yeah, try it out.
Like the Facebook
and it was
commercial
great.
Too.
When did that happen?
It was a few years ago.
Oh, quite a few years ago. And I got to say,
so funny. I was literally
I've had no
say
less
the exact
than
same
six
thing.
Pizzas delivered to my house every day since that campaign.
Hold on, Adam, you a food connoisseur? I'm sorry, Lobo.
I don't know who that guy is.
Hobo Lobo,
a food connoisseur. I don't know if it still
I've
holds up. You look at the kind of guy you've beaten out of, like, you know, a space dumpster somewhere.
We don't have time for our pizza talk. We have to discuss really quickly that there are also, we don't have time to talk about them, but we also had a new episode of Arrow, which I really liked, a new episode of Flash, which I actually
Are you liking
liked.
The Flash Forwards?
No, the Flash Forwards are not my favorite part.
Really?
Are you liking this?
I do. I like the older Arrow guy. Or the potential to be an older Arrow.
I just don't like the burning of the paper.
Okay.
I'm just like, why did you burn that paper? What is it?
Just, I don't know.
Yeah, bothering me. We had a new Supergirl, which is good. I really like Brainy's character, so that's carrying me through. We had a new Black Lightning. That's one of the best shows that DC does right now. That show is so effing good. So we're back, baby.
Like, I love it.
In full swing. And I'm kind of in on Titans now after this episode.
Yeah, I think it's going to get better and better.
This episode's starting to win me over, so... There was no crap episodes of DC TV this week.
Since you seem to know so much about TV, when am I going to be on one of your shows?
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about one last that thing.
When am I going to be on your show?
The picture drop. Let me say this. I was on Instagram after work, and it just popped up. It wasn't even on. It was Stephen Amell posted a picture, and it was him in the Flash suit. Grant Gustin in the Arrow suit, and in the middle,
and Melissa and Melissa Benoist, Supergirl,
and in the middle. John Wesley Shipp.
Yes.
In his classic 90s outfit.
Which put to shame.
My mind.
So can you believe they finally did it?
To see him next to the other four, you're just like.
It literally put Stephen Amell in that outfit to shame. Oh my God.
And you just see the design of the suit. Because, I mean, Amell's. That flash suit is built for Grant Gustin, who he's even said he's a very thin man. Amell's a big guy, so he looks like he's kind of bursting out of it in certain places.
He's got a bulge.
Yeah, but it's not.
Still doesn't look
great. It's not because he's out of weight, it's just the suit's not built for him.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out. Sean Reeves, he is a costume builder, designer, big, huge Batman fan. I didn't know this because I tweeted the picture and he goes, look familiar, doesn't it? In my head, I'm like, did they take an Affleck suit and just. Right? He goes, look, and he helped design that suit. So this guy, there's this amazing costume designer, gave him the muscle suit and taught him how to do the flocking technique, because that's what they did in the original suit. They flocked it with like fibers to give it that feel. Mm-hmm. So this guy that I know, talented guy, that's actually
Right after that 89 Batman film, so right. It was very much right on the heels of that.
And the fact that he looks the same as he did, it was almost 30 years ago. I cannot wait for this crossover episode. There's talk now that they think that Tom Welling's going to be popping in. The possibilities are endless.
I'm stoked.
Oh, interesting. From Sky Patterson, I didn't see this. Not TV time, but just a quick one saying that the Kitchens first look dropped yesterday. I didn't see this.
Oh, I didn't see it either. Mm. That's the two lady leads, right?
Yeah.
I forgot. I don't
know. Yeah, McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy and
some.
Oh, that's terrible. I did not know it.
Oh, film or show?
Yeah, the film.
The TV.
The
film.
Kitchen. The DC Vertigo movie.
Was it The Irish Kitchen was it originally called? No.
Let's see.
I don't know. But then that Flash costume, awesome. Sean looks great.
Are we going to talk about me being on Krypton yet?
Tiffany Haddish.
Thank you. That's exactly who it is.
Lobo will be on Krypton this season.
And Elizabeth Moss, too. Scientologist.
Sweet. Yeah, no, we're wrapping up. Yep. But
Did you just want to talk about Krypton this season, which is going to have me on it? You just wanted to mention that?
No.
Okay. Great.
All right,
Hobo
Lobo, check us out.
Okay, tune in to Krypton Season 2, which I will be on. That'll tide you over until my films come out. I think that's all you need to know. I don't think there's anyone else you really care about. You could follow me or my main man, Adam Gertler, at Adam Gertler. These guys, what's your name, birthday boy?
Mike Kalinowski. You can find me at Mike Kalinowski. I'm going to, hopefully, next time I'll be on. I might be on next week, hopefully, guys. I want to be... Talk about some stuff with the DC TV that I've been talking to some people. Awesome stuff.
Cool.
Give a shout out. I don't want to talk about it yet, but they know who they are.
Nice
and we'll talk
tease.
About it. We'll
and annoying lady who I kind of like because you got some sass.
I get that. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. Don't forget, Johnny LaQuasto is doing the live taping of his show at the La Brea Improv, and that is November 11th. There's two shows. I think one's at 9, one's at 7, one's at 9, something like that. I know Adam will be at the later one. I possibly will be at the earlier one. Let's see if we can tickle torture these people to coming with us.
Tickle torture.
I'm definitely gonna
so
be
definitely
there.
Show up. And the key word here is it's for free, people. So you don't even need to drop those dimes. It's for free.
Dimes.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And if you're going to be at LA Comic Con this weekend, I'm doing a couple panels, so hit me up and come hang out with me. And I'll also be in Hawaii in February, so buy your tickets.
Ooh.
Oh, and watch other stuff on AfterBuzz TV and all the other
done. All right, well, you should have me on one of your panels. Okay, everybody, we'll see you next week on Lobo Movie News.
Oh, no.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.